Hello, it's the weekend. It's John Givens hosting. I'm joined by Andy Heaton and Phil Blundell to look back on the weekend's Premier League action, but as always, with a slight Liverpool tint to how we think and how we operate. I will start with, well, the statement performance of the weekend, or I might change it, Phil, to the best club statement of the weekend, as they seem to be more prevalent than the statement wins at the moment. Because, I mean, Man United are the kings of the club statements. Famously, they have more club statements than points at one point this season. But say what you want about Arsenal, they really come out the blocks with this one. Doubled down on the manager describing the referee as embarrassing and say they back him to the hilt, offering to help the lovely Howard Webb, who they still support, seemingly, which is nice of them. It was really quite something.
Yeah, I mean, main issue with the statement is that they didn't use a corner flag as the image. You've got to use a corner flag as the image. They just used the club crest, which I'm not having. If you're going to do it, you do it properly.
Against the brick wall, like it's about to do stand-up comedy.
It's not how you do it. It's not how you do it. You have to use the corner flag. It's like rule 101 of club statements. Comunicado oficial.
Moody skies as well.
Oh, absolutely. Never sunny. It's never a nice day.
It's serious.
Like, it was just a bit...
The most serious thing of weather.
It was just very mad, wasn't it? Because I don't think any of the three things that they checked were... conclusively wrong on the pitch at the time, so I don't really know what exactly they're after. Like, in real time, I was convinced the ball had gone out, and then I saw it back and I was like, I'm not so sure. And then I didn't even consider the fact that it was a foul until they said, and they're checking for a foul as well.
Phil, don't talk to me about referees and balls going over lines.
Well,
I mean, that's a different story. Anyway, carry on.
Okay. I didn't even think it might have been a foul, and then I was looking at the offside and I was like, well, it might be offside, but I can't tell.
I think the ball's gone slightly back.
It doesn't matter. Direction of the ball doesn't matter. It's where the players are relative to each other.
Oh, right. But I think he's slightly
behind him. United had a goal disallowed for against Palace, I think it was. United had a goal disallowed and the ball went backwards and Harry Maguire's in the referee's face going. But the ball went backwards.
I mean, me and Harry,
both
got big heads. We'll let you off,
but he's like... captained England and shit. Like, he should probably...
Well, I don't feel free to slow to me as well. I'm not asked. I thought it was a foul, Andy. I did think... I think he's pushed him. These things always look worse slowed down. They look even worse, again, on sort of stills. But I think it's a foul. But I don't think it's a... I don't think it's club statement worthy. I just think it's probably a foul.
Yeah. I mean, is that weird paradoxical threshold that doesn't exist where would it be given outside the box? Well, yes, it would. But, I mean, it's to me, I thought it was a foul. I'll be honest with you. I thought, but I can understand why it wasn't given